Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
100.9 FM, Richland Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, helping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 24 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in New Orleans providing the latest update into the New Year's Day terror attack. They say 14 people were killed after a man drove a pickup truck down Bourbon Street. The FBI's Deputy Assistant Director, Christopher Reyes, said,
"This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act."
He says they are surging resources to the area to continue the investigation as questions continue in New Orleans, says ABC's Whit Johnson.
Now, growing questions about security and why bollards and barricades were not properly set up. Officials say after multiple malfunctions, they were in the process of being replaced. Patrol cars were instead meant to block traffic. A tragic failure as the suspect was able to drive on the sidewalk.
The investigation continues into whether there was a connection between this and the explosion at a Trump hotel in Las Vegas. This is ABC News. People are paying their respects at the Carter Center in Atlanta. Preparations are being made for memorial services for the late President Jimmy Carter. ABC's Faith Abube is there.
The floral tribute's growing. People will come, stop, read some of the messages that are there. There were photos there as well. And then they just stop there for a second and in quiet reverence and then remember him and maybe say a few words, maybe even just thank you and then move on. And so that has been happening for several days now.
Carter's remains will go to the Carter Center Saturday. Then they'll be taken to Washington, D.C. next week. President Biden will deliver the eulogy at a service at the National Cathedral. Carter will be buried next to his wife at their home in Plains, Georgia. And workers in Great Britain uncovering what's being called a dinosaur highway. Nearly 200 dinosaur tracks dating back 166 million years were discovered when a worker digging up clay in a southern England quarry noticed some unusual bumps. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court & Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 24 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny and cool conditions this afternoon with a high of 25. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 11. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a cold wind, a high of 20, with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 9 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 13, we're at our high so far for the day of 24 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 24 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulots. Congress passed an extension of the Farm Bill, a relief for many farmers, but that means they're working with benefits and prices that were negotiated 6 years ago. On top of that, President-elect Donald Trump has promised to cut government costs across the board. Add potential tariffs to the equation, and experts are worried about the agriculture industry. Paul Mitchell is an agriculture and economics professor at UW-Madison.
So my real worry is that agriculture will be collateral damage for the new administration as they pursue other political priorities where, you know, agriculture is not their number one priority. And they will take the cost of agricultural hurt to address these issues they want to address that would partly help them get elected.
Mitchell says old prices aren't the only problem with extending the current farm bill. He says crop insurance and conservation programs are at risk. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a tax cut will be on the Republican agenda in the next legislative session. Incoming 87th Assembly District Representative Brent Johnson says he's on board with the reduction in the state income tax as part of the new two-year budget, including cuts on retirement benefits and middle-class earners.
If you're married, filing jointly is like income between $33,000 and like $400,000. A lot of people fall in that range. And if you can give them a tax break, again, that's more money going back into the economy or saving for retirement.
Jacobson says tax breaks are appropriate at a time when prices have surged. He feels voters sent a message to the state Democratic Party in the last election, and Governor Tony Evers should listen. Last summer, Evers signed a budget that cuts income taxes by $175 million over the next 2 years, a fraction of what Republican lawmakers had proposed. Why nearly 200 ballots were uncounted on Election Day in Madison will be scrutinized. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has a special meeting scheduled for today. The six-member commission will consider an investigation of City of Madison Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell regarding 193 uncounted absentee ballots for the November 5th general election. Just over a week ago, the clerk's office said the uncounted ballots from two wards were discovered during post-election reconciliation and cleanup. The Elections Commission wasn't informed until December 18th, and the Office of Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway only found out when the commission notified the city attorney. Regulation of AI could be on the agenda for state lawmakers. Senator Julian Bradley co-chaired a study committee, which held monthly hearings beginning in July. Bradley said they wanted to hear from the people that are utilizing this technology on a regular basis to make sure that their viewpoint and the viewpoint of those that is going to touch on a daily basis is heavily noted in anything that lawmakers take forward. The panel did not propose legislation, but does recommend a permanent committee on AI. Bradley said, in our interactions with AI technology will only increase. Governor Tony Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss also organized AI task forces last year. State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux is ready to get to work in Madison. The Utesburg Republican said the most important thing that lawmakers do every session is a budget. Governor Tony Evers will introduce his budget at some point in February. Lemieux said leaders have been working with Evers on a date for a State of the State address and the budget address. The Republican leader tells WOMT Radio in Manitowoc that providing tax relief from the state's budget surplus of over $4 million remains a priority. The new legislative session begins next week. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles says they were plenty busy in 2024. Administrator Tommy Winkler says the DMV conducted nearly 2.3 million transactions, including over 922,000 vehicle registration and title transactions and more than 928,000 driver license and identification cards. The DMV opened two new centralized emissions testing facilities, one in Oak Creek and one in Brown Deer. The DMV also updated the motorist handbook and added three new specialty license plates in 2024. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing more than $7.5 million in 26 cooperative agreements that support innovative, scalable waste management plans to reduce and divert food waste from landfills and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The composting and food waste reduction cooperative agreements are part of USDA's broad support for urban agriculture. The CFWR program is jointly administered by USDA's Office of Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. The selected projects will be implemented between now and 2027. USDA prioritized projects that anticipate or demonstrate economic benefits, incorporate plans to make compost easily accessible to farmers, including community gardeners, integrate other food waste strategies, including food recovery efforts, and collaborate with multiple partners. Recipients include projects in 15 states and one territory, including two states that will be first-time participants in the program. The Sun Prairie Food Residential Event and School Compost Undertaking Pilot Project, selected in Wisconsin, will integrate full-service composting into six major citywide events in Sun Prairie. These events include implementing lunchtime composting programs, share tables, a food waste reduction competition, and food waste-focused curriculum into select schools in the Sun Prairie Area School District, pilot an 18-month curbside composting service for residents, and distribute compost to community gardens and urban farms while engaging these producers in a workshop centered around sustainable agriculture practices. The food rescue pilot is expected to reach 12,000 people, divert 65,000 pounds of food waste from the landfill, produce 43,000 pounds of compost, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 27 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalents. Authorities in New Lisbon continue to search for a man they believe was involved in the death of two juveniles and a woman on December 30th. According to the New Lisbon Police Department, a juvenile was reported missing from Monroe County on December 30th around 7:40 a.m. Police began to search for the missing person when they discovered a second juvenile was also missing from New Lisbon. Around 4:30 p.m., police say they found both juveniles and an adult woman dead inside a home on the 300 block of West Bridge Street in New Lisbon. Authorities are currently looking for a person of interest believed to be involved in the deaths. He is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing 150 pounds. Anyone with information is encouraged to call 911. Officials say they have activated their crisis response team and are communicating with school districts to provide counseling resources as needed. The two victims of the Abundant Life school shooting who were in critical condition have now been upgraded to fair condition. In a statement released by UW Health, their families, were grateful for the respect of their privacy and thanked American Family Children's Hospital. 4 others were shot. They were all released from the hospital the week of the shooting. A reminder that the Abundant Life Christian School Recovery Fund is still active. You can find a link on the United Way of Dane County's website. A man is in custody and is accused of attempted homicide after a shooting earlier this week. In a release, Tomah police said that a 46-year-old man was arrested in Sauk County Tuesday. At 1:15 Tuesday morning, police found an 80-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. The man was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police then found the alleged shooter's children safe in Juneau County. At about 7 o'clock Tuesday, the 46-year-old man was arrested. He is being recommended for multiple charges, including attempted homicide. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a domestic disturbance early New Year's Day. A call came in around 12:45 reporting the disturbance on County Road HH and County Road H in the township of Arena. Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy responded to the scene and arrested Nicholas J. Hansen, 38, of Barneveld, on charges of battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Hansen was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released on bond. Communities across Wisconsin are hanging a lot of road salt. Plover Village Administrator Steve Kuntz says between carryover from last year and ordering for this year, they've had to get creative.
You have to buy salt so far in advance, and we didn't really need any salt, but you can't, if you don't get it, you don't get it. We actually had to finagle a little bit, work with the county a little bit to have them take some of our salt because we didn't have any place to put it because our shed is full, which is great. It's a good position to be in.
Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. In Wisconsin and much of the U.S., chlorides from salt are infiltrating lakes, streams, and groundwater. A reminder to slow down when driving in the winter. The Wisconsin State Patrol tells WXPR in Rhinelander that drivers need to keep in mind that posted speed limits are for the best conditions possible on the roads. Captain Bradley O'Kane says any snow, ice, or slush on roads will make driving at highway speeds hazardous. You should also give more space between cars on the road since it is harder to stop. Drivers who slide into the ditch are advised to stay in their vehicle and call 911. That's safer than getting out to inspect the damage and risk getting hit by another vehicle. WRCO News Time is 12:19. It's 25 degrees in Richland Center. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
WRCO News Time is 12:21. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Welcome to the new year and year number 4 of History Moments. To everyone, a happy new year for 2025. Today, covering James Appleby, the first Richland County surveyor. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, James Appleby, pioneer settler of the town of Eagle, was born in County of Durham, England. He, in company with his parents, emigrated from Yorkshire, England, to America, coming directly to the territory of Wisconsin and locating in the part of what was Iowa County at the time, what is now known today as Lafayette County. His father made a claim on a tract of mineral land at that time, and they were held in reserve by the government. He was married in 1846 to Susanna C. Palmer and engaged as a clerk in a general store, remaining there until the spring of 1849. It was then when he came to Richland County and settled in what is now the town of Eagle. He made his home in that town until 1863, when he removed to what was Richwood, purchasing land on sections 4 and 5. He erected a good frame house on section 4 and still makes that his home. Mr. Appleby has been county surveyor for the county of Richland 17 years now. His first official survey was made in 1850, and it was for the town of Richmond. It was for a good road and commenced then with what was called Commerce Street and what was then called the village of Mahangahela and extended north past Rudolph's Mill. He has been superintendent of schools for 1 year in the town of Eagle and is the assessor for the town of Richwood for 2 years now. Mr. Appleby is a member of the Church of the United Brethren in Christ, belonging thereto for about 26 years, and has filled many important places in his church, being granted the license by his quarterly conference to preach, and he is an ordained elder of that said church. He has filled the office of secretary of the Wisconsin Annual Conference as well. Notwithstanding his many arduous duties and labors, you can always find him, and he has time to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. It would almost seem unnecessary to add that Mr. Appleby is a strong temperance man, upon which he can truly say, "I nurse my mouth to keep it warm." Mr. and Mrs. Appleby have 9 children. Mr. Appleby is well known in all parts of the county and enjoys to the fullest extent the respect and confidence of the people of Richland County. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Bear Creek Valley in Richland County, Wisconsin.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be hosting a community program, Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, Monday, starting at 5:30. The program is beneficial to parents and caregivers of children, featuring a guest speaker. Betsy Reisler is the Drug-Free Communities Project Director for Partners for Prevention of Richland County.
This particular program is aimed at helping parents and other caregivers identify strengths in their children and in themselves. She has a tool that she will allow each participant to get a hold of, and they'll discover their strengths within the context of this community dinner. So that will be held on January 6th. It's a Monday night at the Richland School District in the West Commons. We'll have seating for the dinner outside the auditorium, and then the speaker will be in the auditorium.
Mary Gugisberg gives an insight on what to expect when she speaks at the event.
First, let me tell you the name of the event. It's a community that cares. Use your strengths, create a community of belonging. And it's the opportunity to use a tool called Values in Action, short to VIA. And it's a framework that really celebrates individual strengths. And how do we live those strengths? How do those strengths show up in what we do every day? And then for parents and caregivers and all of us working with young people, how do we see those strengths and really celebrate the strengths? A lot of folks, we go to the negative, like we catch our kids doing wrong. And what I call out is catch your kids doing right. And we do that by celebrating who they are at their inside, at their core.
Betsy Reisler encourages everyone to attend, even if you don't have children. Registration to attend is required today.
There's a QR code in the posters you see on social media. It'll also be in the paper. But you can also call to register. No problem. You don't need to use that fancy QR code. My number is area code 608-647-6131, extension 1516. If you don't get me, please leave a message and let me know who's coming. It's completely free. We have several really nice grants, state, local, and federal grants that we are using to put on this event for the community. Our goal is to have 100 people at the dinner. So if you can register quickly, that would be wonderful. We intend to have 4 different raffle opportunities, incentives for getting you there. So register quickly, get your name in and let us know you're coming, and then be present that night when we do the raffle.
Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, hosted by Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, will be held at the Richlandster High School West Commons Monday at 5:30. Be sure to register today by calling 608-647-6151, extension 1516, or you can visit the WRCO Facebook page for a link to register. The American Red Cross is asking donors to give the gift of life. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. A blood drive will be held today from 1 to 6 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. 2 blood drives will be held tomorrow. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. One Wisconsin city brought in the new year in a uniquely Wisconsin way. A Limburger cheese box made by Monroe High School students was dropped, but with a catch. The drop did not actually take place at midnight Wisconsin time, but instead at 5 p.m., which was midnight in Switzerland, celebrating a Swiss cheesy New Year. The celebration had a variety of events like yodelers, flame twirlers, and a brown Swiss cow named Princess Margaret. Over 100 pounds of cheese was given away at the event. The winners in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle for New Year's Day of $50 was Sally Maxwell of Richland Center on ticket number 112. Today's winner of $25 is Rhonda Marish of Richland Center on ticket number 176. It's 26 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Foggy Bottom Woodwork specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's one small cabinet or cabinetry and millwork for the entire house, all stained and finished to match, Foggy Bottom Woodworks is the one to call. Also, now doing custom engraved wooden signs. Call Rick at 739-4440 for a free in-home estimate. Stop at Foggy Bottom Woodworks, located at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or visit foggybottomwoodworks.com.
It's 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon, January 2nd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62, of Boscobel, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in Boscobel. Funeral services will be held Friday at noon at Backroads Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to Feed My Starving Children or American Family Children's Hospital. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Jeff Rowling is survived by his wife of 35 years, Laura, children, Tabitha and Sean Wire of Jacksonville, North Carolina, Stephen Rowling of Westby, and Tessa and Jared Yana of Belleville. Five grandchildren. Siblings, Julie Rowling of Dubuque, Kathy and Dave Sell of Dubuque, Barb Rowling and Mike Arnold of LeClaire, Iowa, Donna and Chris Manternach of Dubuque, Tim and Toby Rowling of East Dubuque, Brian Rowling and Zabora Allison of Middleton, Todd and Patty Cousy of Independence, Iowa, and Ron and Deb Cousy of St. Olaf, Iowa. Close friends, Joe and Mary Favaza of Boscobel, and Bruce and Catherine Pitsley of Gaze Mills. And his chosen brothers, Dave Simon of Dubuque, and Jimmy and Kathy Birds of Erie, Colorado. Jeffrey A., Jeff Rowling, 62, of Boscobel. David Kenneth, Ken Manning Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center, died Friday at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call Saturday from 11 until 1:30. Ken Manning Jr. is survived by his wife of 22 years, Lori, daughter Jill Manning and Chris Carey of Westby, two sons, Paul and Chelsea Manning of Holman, and Tyler and Lauren Manning of La Crosse, stepsons Chris Neely of La Crosse and Nick Neely of Seattle, Washington, the mother of his children, Sue Brevik of Westby, seven grandchildren, his mother Alma Manning of Rural Richland Center, father-in-law Mel Carl of La Crosse, brothers Rick and Deb Manning of Cazenovia, Randy and Heidi Manning of Rural Richland Center, and Terry and Beth Manning of Green Bay, brothers-in-law Todd and Mary Beth Carl of Lakeland, Minnesota, and Randy and Jackie Carl of La Crosse, along with many nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. David Kenneth, Ken Manning Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held next Thursday, January 9th at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home next Thursday, January 9th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Stanick is survived by her twin brother, Bernard and Sharon Creel of Madison, five children, Donna Stanick of Durham, North Carolina, Ronald Stanick of Huntington, West Virginia, Julie Stanick and Charles Lauber of Fort Collins, Colorado, and Joanne Stanick and John Stanick and Lindsay, all of Durham, North Carolina. Six grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Rose Creel Hooks, Helen Stanick, Ann McGuire, Helen Stanick, Mary Lou Stanick, and Dorothy and Richard Hackle. Also many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg, died Sunday at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday, January 10th, at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday, January 10th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva Middlestead is survived by her sons, Daryl and Janie Middlestead and Keith Middlestead, four grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, many nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet conditions right around here. Meanwhile, we're tracking some snow flurries over the north half of Wisconsin and some steady or accumulating snow in central and southern Iowa. In fact, they're expecting up to 2 to 4 inches around Des Moines and into south central southeast Iowa through the late afternoon. That system will be missing us just to the south through this evening. Otherwise, just a chilly and dry pattern shaping up for our neck of the woods with this continual feed of air coming in from central Canada right down through Wisconsin, and that'll carry over right into next week. Now, there will be a major low-pressure system traveling through the southern plains by Saturday night and Sunday, moving eastward toward the Tennessee and Ohio River valleys. That'll keep its heavy snow well south of our region. Could be a swath of up to a foot of snow in parts of Kansas and Nebraska, all the way over to Ohio. So we'll keep a close eye on that once again, but right now it looks like the of it staying well south of our area. That forecast for the rest of today, partly or mostly cloudy and cool with a high near 24. West to northwest winds 6 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight should be partly cloudy and chilly, low near 11. Northwest wind up to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny with brisk winds, high near 20. Northwest wind 10 to 20. Friday night, mostly clear, low down to 4 degrees. Saturday, lots of sunshine, but still very chilly, high near 18. As we head into Sunday, partly sunny and quiet, low 6, high near 21. Monday, another dry day with partial sunshine, just a few degrees warmer, low 9 with a high of 24. Tuesday, partly cloudy and cool, low 9 with a high of 21. And next Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, small chance of snow showers late in the day, high close to 17. Have a good afternoon out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently partly sunny and 25 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 26, our low this morning was 13. Our high so far today, 26. The record high for this date set in 1894 is 57 degrees. The record low, 26 below, was set in 1979. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 22. Sunset tonight will be at 4:37 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. Currently in Richland Center, we have east to southeast winds 5 to 9 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.18 and no precipitation to report. It is partly sunny and 25 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Purdue University's Top Farmer Conference is this next week. Check it out today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. The Top Farmer Conference is an annual event at Purdue University, featuring ag professionals from Purdue and from outside the university, offering farmers and agribusiness pros the tools and insights they need to adapt and thrive. For example, Matt Erickson from Farm Credit Services of America will share views on how the recent election may impact economic and ag policy going forward.
When we think about the policy goals, the policy pillars that are being debated in the news, I think first and foremost, you take it one day at a time, because right now they're in the planning stages in terms of what they want to accomplish as the new year rolls around. Things like extending the Trump tax cuts that are set to expire here in 2025. You've got things like cutting regulation, immigration, the border security wall, funding those items, cutting federal spending, as well as looking at more efficiencies in the federal workforce.
And, says Erickson, we still have unfinished business with the Farm Bill.
I think a good framework of that could look like what passed out of the House Ag Committee this past year. We got to make sure that the Farm Bill and those key commodity price supports don't get lost in the shuffle in terms of providing farmers that predictability and certainty that they need.
Learn more about the Purdue Top Farmer Conference at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Will Trump negotiate trade with tariffs? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An ag policy expert says he expects President-elect Trump's threat of tariffs to play some role in future U.S. trade negotiations. Jordan Dukes with Nebraska Farm Bureau tells Brownfield.
Now the question gets into, are we talking about using tariffs as a remedy to maybe address some things that we struggle with, like the Canadians and their access to the dairy industry they have there, or Mexico and their ban on GMO white corn? Those are things that need to be addressed.
He says using tariffs as a revenue stream or to make foreign goods less competitive is concerning.
We still need to make sure that we are sending ag products from the United States around the globe, and trade wars aren't great for agriculture. Agricultural products are regularly targeted on retaliation, and so we're going to be watching that conversation very, very closely.
Brownfield interviewed Dukes at the Nebraska Farm Bureau annual meeting in Kearney, Nebraska. The new secretary for the United Soybean Board says she's optimistic about the future of U.S. soy exports. Susan Watkins tells Brownfield.
I think they're just trying to get into new markets, just understanding that you can't rely on the same players over and over again, that markets change, and they're trying to establish new markets in maybe smaller countries.
She says there's strong global demand for U.S. soy.
We don't want the cheapest product. We have a premium product that is better for the welfare of whether it be animal consumption or human consumption or either in industrial uses.
Watkins raises soybeans, corn, and wheat at her family's farm in Southern Virginia. An ag economist says there continues to be a good flow of U.S. ag goods to global markets. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says several trading partners, specifically Mexico and Colombia, have been increasing their purchases of U.S. corn.
Corn sales 30-35% better than a year ago. The real question, though, folks, is this front-loaded demand or is this better demand than what we thought?
He tells Brownfield.
What I mean by that is President Trump has been talking about slapping tariffs on pretty much anyone and everyone. So did we see the importers of the world say, look, I'm going to try to get as much grain bought and shipped before the president gets inaugurated on January 20th. So these sales could be front-loaded.
McCormick says he'll be keeping a close eye on President-elect Trump's tariff threats to Mexico and if it has any impact on future sales. A crop protection specialist with Valiant says management practices are key to finding success with early planted soybeans. Eric Ott says the earlier a soybean goes in the ground, the more challenges it faces.
When planting earlier, we're dealing with some more insect pests like sea corn maggot, as well as wireworm and grubs, as well as bean leaf beetle. But we're also dealing with soil conditions that are more conducive for diseases such as Fusarium, Rhizoctonia, Pythium species, as well as Phytophthora.
He tells Brownfield that means early season protection is vital. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Hello, this is Chase Hessen with Temsec Auction Realty. Call 608-642-2802 for hay-related needs. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We have plenty coming up. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.temsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hessen. Have a great day.
Thursday at midday, direct cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be a part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cattle business is at a standstill. Packer inquiry remains light, and while that could improve as the day goes on, widespread activity might still wait until Friday. Expectations are for another round of higher trade due to the tighter supplies and good beef demand projections, even if the wholesale market has been on a downtrend most of this week. Asking prices are $195 to $196 live, with bids at $310 dressed in Nebraska. Box beef at midday was lower with light movement. Choices down $1.67 at $322.55, and select beef was 23 cents lower at $294.29. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, there was no comparison to the previous test, with their seats down from both that test and last year. USDA says demand was moderate to good. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds are reported to 289 to 307. 7 to 8 weight steers brought 272.50 to 288.50. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds range from 282 to 325. 600 to 700 pound heifers at Tri-State sold at 260 to 290. Cash hogs are steady to higher with very light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Looks like many buyers at those direct markets have the needed near-term numbers in hand, and there are higher moves at the Midwest butcher markets that might just be temporary. Weather issues are probably going to impact movement over the next few days. The average barrel and gilt weight in the Iowa, Southern Minnesota, South Dakota reporting area was up on the week but down in the year. The major direct markets, again, not reported due to confidentiality today. National direct barrels and gilts and the Western Corn Belt both had five-day rolling averages of $79.59. The butcher hog market in Dorchester, Wisconsin is $3 higher at $55, and Garneville, Ohio is up $8 at $60. Illinois direct sows are steady at $32 to $44, with moderate to good demand for light offerings. Barrows and gilts in Illinois are steady at $46 to $56 on moderate demand and offerings. Boars range from $15 to $30. Pork at midday up $2.17 at $92.47. Loins, butts, picnics, ribs, and bellies were firm to sharply higher, while hams were lower. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are up today. Crop conditions in most of Brazil remain generally favorable, but some southern areas and parts of Argentina could see a drier pattern soon. That's also supporting bean meal, as Argentina is the world's leading exporter of that product. March beans are up a penny and a half at 10.12 and a quarter. May's 2 and a quarter higher at 10.24 and a half. March bean meal's $4.40 higher at 3.21.30. And along for the ride, March bean oil's a point higher at 40.37. Corn's up, monitoring conditions in South America with about a fifth of Argentina's crop pollinating. USDA's monthly corn for ethanol use numbers are out this afternoon, along with the soybean crush numbers. Weekly ethanol production was above the previous week. March corn's up a half at 4.59, and May's one higher at 4.66 and three quarters. And wheat's down with strength in the dollar and profit taking as the trade monitors harvest activity in the southern hemisphere and Russia's exports. March Chicago's 4 3/4 lower at 5.46 3/4. March Kansas City's down 5.5 at 5.53 3/4. March Minneapolis wheat's 5 lower at 5.90 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are up, optimistic about this week's direct business, which is starting to develop. February live's $1.57 higher at $193.17, and April's up $1.47 at $195.75. March feeders are $2.75 higher at $265.72. And hogs are modestly higher, with the pork carcass cutout value up sharply at midday. February lean's 15 higher at $81.45, and the April contract is up 15 at $86.72. The Dow's down sharply. Crude oil is up. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Harchie Lumber's more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Beef producers incorporate practices to meet consumer needs. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living in Brownfield. Many producers in the beef industry make continual investments in their operations to make them more efficient, to improve their return on investment, and to provide products to better meet consumer requests. That also includes making investments in their own education. Kirsten Nichols with Certified Angus Beef explains one of the programs available to producers.
Our land stewardship course. That's a partnership with the Noble Research Institute and Certified Angus Beef. It is an online module-based continuous education that's focused truly on soil health principles. So teaching producers all across the country. It's accessible to everyone across the country. It's online. If you go to cabcattle.com, you'll be able to find a link to that course. But what's really neat about it is it's teaching producers how to think differently about soil health and really ultimately getting at how do we create soils and pastures and rangelands that are more resilient in the face of drought, in the face of other extreme weather events that really make us, again, more profitable in the long run, increase things like carrying capacity and our forage utilization, all those things that truly make a difference in a producer's bottom line. But again, at the same time, when you go through that course, you end up with a certification, and we know that consumers trust certification. So again, another program that really has a two-pronged approach for us. It increases consumer trust, but it's a great thing for the producer.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6400.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Dave Packer. An update minutes ago about the investigation into the deadly ramming attack on New Orleans Bourbon Street on New Year's Day. Assistant Deputy Director Christopher Rea of the FBI says they believe that U.S.-born Shamsed Din Jabbar of Texas acted alone and that Jabbar himself planted the two explosive devices found in the French Quarter.
We did obtain surveillance footage showing Jabbar placing the devices where they were found.
Jabbar declaring his support for ISIS in one of five videos posted online.
Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers.